A national integrated program to fight transnational organized crime is now operational. It is also directed at strengthening the criminal justice system. Vice President Parkwesi-Misafa, who launched the program in Accra, said government is determined to make Ghana unattractive to all forms of transnational crimes. He acknowledged the enormity of the problem and asked civil society organizations and the country's development partners to support government to effectively implement the five objectives set out in the program. Sefia reports.
The National Integrated Program seeks to address five strategic objectives. They are legislative review, law enforcement, anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism, the criminal justice system, and drug demand reduction, and HIV and AIDS prevention and treatment. The program is in line with the Regional Action Plan to address the growing problem of illicit drug trafficking, organized crime and drug abuse in West Africa. Vice President Misafa said, Ghana and for that matter West Africa remains vulnerable as the proceeds from the illicit trade are more than the GDPs of ECOWAS member countries. There is therefore the need for effective and coordinated program to fight the menace collectively.
The National Integrated Program represents the national foundation for an effective response to the threat posed by drugs and crime. The objective of our National Integrated Program is to place the fight against drugs and organized crime in the context of the overall national development strategy. Since security and consistent application of laws are prerequisite to any sustainable development, the NIP addresses problems related to the management of intelligence, effectiveness, and coordination among law enforcement agencies, functional and effective criminal justice system.
The Minister of Justice and Attorney General, Marietta Brewer-Pierre-Opong, outlined a number of legal reforms and training geared towards an effective prosecution and sentencing of perpetrators of transnational organized crimes.
Our seriousness has led to the development of the necessary legislation to fight corruption, the taking of necessary action to enhance staff capacity, automation of the courts, and tackling the overcrowding in our prisons. The creation of the EOCO by statute and the drafting of the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan currently before Parliament and passage of laws such as the Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2008, the Anti-Terrorism Act 2008, and the amendment to the Criminal Offences Act 2012, which criminalizes participation in organized criminal groups, all demonstrate the readiness of government to rise up to the challenges of the NIP with the appropriate institutions and laws.
The regional representative of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime for West and Central Africa, Pierre Lapag, said West Africa is no longer the transit corridor for illicit drug trafficking, but also a substantial user of narcotics. The IGP, Mohamed Ahmed Alhassan, called for collaboration among all the security agencies in dealing with all forms of crime. The Executive Secretary of the Narcotics Control Board, Yao Akrasisapong, took the dignitaries through the five strategic objectives of the program. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.